Once again, we say welcome aboard. It's good to be with you this time. Brother Munn speaking. Our program here called A Fisherman's 5-Minute Look at the Book from the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 1. We started off early in the Bible, didn't we not, yesterday? Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. What we found as we began yesterday, studying about the doctrine of man. What does the Bible say about man? I remember what Job said in Job chapter 7, because verse 17. He said, "What is man that thou art mindful of him?" What is man that thou art mindful of him? Yesterday, we talked about when man appeared on this earth, as far as his generation is concerned. Man does not appear just through a process of natural developments and the aggression of matter through the ages. Think about evolution. I'm sorry. I disagree with that. As far as the study of man, the scientific study for man, of course, is anthropology. But if you're going to look at the true source of man's origin, info on mankind, you got to go to the Bible. And the Bible says, in the beginning, God created. So yesterday we found that man was created by a direct act of God, not through a process of evolution. We find today, not only was man created by a direct act of God, but he was created in the divine image. It says here, verse 26, Genesis chapter 1, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness." We think about, you said, well, what did God look like? Adam then looked like God. What did God look like? The only way I can answer that is to go back into the New Testament, the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3. And let me see if I can read the verse. It speaks of Jesus Christ. All right, it says, "Now Adam was created in the image of God." Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. All right, it speaks of Jesus Christ, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. All right, what did Jesus Christ look like? He looked like a man. You know, we think about our Savior. In fact, Romans chapter 8 and verse 3, that Jesus came to this earth in the likeness of sinful flesh. Philippians chapter 2, in the form of a man. So we think about creating the divine image. There's physical resemblance there. God is a spirit, but God can manifest himself to the eye. What do you mean? John chapter 14 and verse 9, Jesus said, "He that hath seen me has seen the Father." Of course, we talk about created in the divine image, not just physical resemblance, but also moral resemblance. And of course, this is what Adam lost when he sinned. Adam lost his innocence. Man created, my friend, as God. Man created a trinity, body, soul, and spirit. Thus, in God's image, man is tripartite. He has three parts. Chapter 2 and verse, we have verse 7. It says, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, body, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, the spirit. And man became a living soul." Why do you have to have those three parts? Because man was created in the image of God. We thank God the Father, we think about God the Son, and of course, the Holy Spirit there. Not only do we have man created in the divine image, but man was created with responsibilities. If I could keep reading here in chapter 1, man's first responsibility was to replenish the earth and to subdue it. And to have, using the word verse 28, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, and over every living beast that moveth upon the face of the earth. And as far as Adam is concerned, he was the king. He's the king. He's a monarch. He is to subdue, to have dominion over. He is also to keep this garden. His work is not in the dirt as yet. He's to keep the garden, chapter 2, verse 15. He's to name the animals. Chapter 2, he names all the animals. Can you imagine? Here comes a giraffe. God said, what are we going to name that? Adam said, we'll call it giraffe. Well, Adam, why are you going to call it a giraffe? He said, it's the only thing that looks like a giraffe. You said, Brother Mon, don't be funny. He names the animals. And then he is to take, his responsibility is to obey God. He's a perfect being, created by a perfect God, put in a perfect place, to live forever in a perfect way. But if there's an enemy, he's going to try to destroy. Now, until tomorrow, the same time, this is Fisher Munn saying goodbye.